Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our virtual church service this morning. Brief though it may be, we bring it with heartfelt love and gratitude for you and for the Lord and his many, many blessings. I'm going to speak about something today that you may have a question in your mind. I know I've had this question in my mind, and that is God really sovereign? I surely recognize that we are experiencing a very unusual, unprecedented, and stressful time right now. At what other time in our remembrance in the United States of America can we ever remember not being able to gather together in our beautiful sanctuary, but having to have church in some virtual method by order of our own government, no less? It brings a feeling of uncertainty and sometimes fear. But my purpose today is not to talk about fear, but to remind us of who our God really is. We believe that God is sovereign. The source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, defines sovereignty this way: God is the sovereign Lord of all by an incontestable right as the creator, the owner, and possessor of heaven and earth. Sovereignty is an attribute of God based upon the premise that God, as the creator of heaven and earth, has the absolute right and full authority to do or to allow whatever he desires. There is no doubt in my mind that God is sovereign. He makes his own judgments, and he answers to no one because there is no higher power than he. In Genesis 22 and 16, God told Abraham that he himself swore by his own name because there was no name higher than his own. There's also no doubt in my mind that he, as our sovereign creator, holds all things concerning me and this world that he created and that I live in firmly in his hands, and that he knows exactly where we are and what is happening to us right now. I also have no doubt that he has the ability to change these circumstances or to uphold us as we walk through them, whichever he feels is for our greater good. And we have plenty of accounts in Scripture that testify to both of these. Remember in Exodus when God rescued the Israelites from destruction by parting the Red Sea and allowing them to cross on dry ground, thereby escaping Pharaoh's army, who would surely have destroyed them? Yet just a little while later, God allowed the same people to wander in the wilderness for 40 years to teach them reliance upon himself. He taught them through the prophets and through the priests. He fed them daily with manna that he provided. He did many miracles for the children of Israel, including keeping their clothing and their shoes from wearing out during that 40-year excursion in the wilderness. God gave man a free will to choose right or wrong, to accept or to reject him. Sometimes God allows bad things to happen to people and even to whole nations, as he did Israel, in order to turn their hearts towards him. But sometimes God just wants us to trust him no matter what the circumstances are. My hope lies in the submission of my own God-given free will to align with his predetermined plan for my life. And that is to accept his sacrifice of love and redemption so that I can be with him eternally, which I did at the age of 8 years old. So with that matter having been settled, whether he is ready for me to start eternity with him now, or he chooses to heal me should I get a virus, or he just wants me to stay close to him and use this time to grow in faith in him, I trust him with me because I trust his sovereignty. Matthew 28:18 puts it like this. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Good advice. God breathed life into me, and he can sustain my life, or he can take my life. Either way, he is holy, and I trust him. Yes, of course, I would like for things to just stay as they were. With all that was bad in the world, it was way better than this, right? It's what we knew. It's what we liked. Or at least it's what we had become accustomed to. But you can take heart, because God is still sovereign today and still in control today, just as he was before the coronavirus showed up. How do I know? Because Matthew 10:29-31 says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You and I are worth more to God than many little birds. He's made it a point to count the hairs on our heads. Some have more, some have less, but he knows which is which. And I believe that he can take care of me here or in heaven for eternity. I have his promise on that. Today, if you have any doubt, I ask you to please ask him now to forgive you of your sins. Submit your will to his life, his plan for your life, and thereby settle your own heavenly account. Then go brush your hair and know that your God in heaven knows exactly how many are left on your head, and that he will take care of you. For those that are watching this on our church's website, which is calvarycampbell.org, there will be a song posted at the end of this, sung by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's a beautiful song. It's called You Are Holy. You can find it on YouTube if you'd like to just look it up yourself. You Are Holy by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And in the beginning of this, Carol Cimbala gives a beautiful praise to the Lord that I think is very appropriate for today. And the prayer that the singer closes with at the end is absolutely perfect. I think it will bless you. And I pray that this word has blessed you today as well. And we will keep you in our prayers and in our thoughts as this time goes forward. And we appreciate your prayers as well. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity in whatever manner you have provided to lift a song of worship to your name, to hear your word of truth preached, and to be in your presence wherever we may be. And we just ask, Lord, that your spirit be all around, that your presence be felt wherever your people are, wherever they are in their homes, wherever they are as they travel, wherever they may be, and however they might be feeling, Lord Jesus, we pray that you be near, that you be felt, that you be personal and you be close, Lord God, and that we can continue as a body to, in unison, look to you for our sustenance outside of a scary economy, for our health outside of a global pandemic, and for our peace and well-being spiritually. All things that a world cannot provide, we look to you for all these things. Keep your people, keep your church, we pray. Amen.